On the surface, this categorization seems reasonable. How useful is it? Readers can take an online test at assessyournetwork.com to see which category they fall into. Bartleby did so and found, as he expected, that he did not fit into any of them. Indeed, the author's research shows that 1 in 3 people does not have a clearly defined style, and 20-25% could be classed as mixed. For example, they are simultaneously brokers and expansionists. In other words, more than half of people cannot be neatly categorized. To add to the muddle, Ms. King introduces subcategories: cooperative brokers, arbitraging brokers, tortured brokers, and so on. Some people move from one category to another, like a certain Heidi Roizen, who, in a feat of management jargon, transitioned from an expansionist to a broker to a convening nucleus. At this point, it seems wiser to admit that, to use an old phrase from the north of England, there's nought so queer as folk. Fortunately, the book is full of wisdom and entertaining anecdotes, which show that stories can give more insight than attempts at scientific categorization. 2 fun case studies outline a common problem: the tendency for people to have too narrow a focus. In one test, only 1 in 4 mobile phone users noticed the clown who unicycled past them while they were looking at their screens. In another revealing story, Catholic seminarians strode past a distressed bystander while in a hurry to give a lecture on the parable of the Good Samaritan. In the Right Network, the presence of a diverse set of participants may allow the group to see the bigger picture. Old-fashioned concepts like courtesy can also help, Ms. King argues. Simple gestures, a smile, a thank you, make colleagues more likable and increase cooperation. In contrast, studies of workers who experience incivility find that their effort, time spent at work, and commitment to the job all reduce. Ms. King invokes the aphorism that assholes can be identified by observing how they treat people with less power. Don't be an asshole is not a scientific statement, but it is still a pretty good management motto.